Chapter 19. Calrissian Nunba Mines, Kessel.
Things happened fast after the Solo's return. Mere minutes after Lando, Tendra, and Nia Nunba heard the Solo's story, they placed a rush order to Trang Robotics for dozens of small flying sensor drones, a type used in military operations for reconnaissance over a large area. 2 days later, a first shipment of 10 drones arrived. Tendra already had their programming worked up and ready to be installed. Then Han and Lando used the Falcon to take the drones to the sensor access tunnel by which Han and Leia had escaped the underworld. They released the drones into the shaft, planted a data relay unit there, and returned to the mine works. Hours later, the drones had transmitted enough visual and sensor recordings that the data could begin to be integrated. In the conference room, now being used as the Calrissian Nunba Solo base of operations, Tendra brought up a schematic of the planet, a green wireframe of the entire world.
All right, start your pod racers.
Tendra pressed a button on her console, and an elaborate webwork of yellow lines appeared on the diagram. The yellow web spread hundreds of kilometers from the site of the mine works, straight lines intersecting at larger bulbous spots. Leia leaned in close, peering at the design.
Where were we?
Tendra tapped a spot on the diagram, a yellow line between two closely situated yellow blotches.
This is where you escaped the complex.
She tapped one of the two yellow zones, which was dotted with blackness.
This is the cavern that blew up.
Han whistled.
Every one of those yellow things is a cavern?
Tendra nodded.
Every one. All part of the same ecosphere, with pretty much the same sorts of life forms. A lot of the caverns were destroyed already, though, apparently due to magnetics and explosive devices like the one you saw at the center of yours. Sometimes they cause complete cavern collapses, sometimes not.
And if Leia's interpretation of her contact with the bogey is correct,
Lando raised a hand to forestall an objection from Leia.
And I'm certain it is. Then we have a limited amount of time to figure out how to disarm the rest of those devices before they all blow up and crack Kessel into pieces.
He nodded to his wife.
Show them the rest.
Oh, good,
Han muttered.
There's more.
Tendra keyed in another command, and more wireframe data superimposed itself on the schematic of Kessel. Red tracings, complicated but small, appeared in several spots on the planet's surface. And a series of thick orange lines, jagged and wandering, seemed to meander their way through the center of the planet from pole to pole.
Red is mine works, Lando explained,
and he tapped the one closest to where Tendra had indicated a moment earlier.
You are here. The orange thing is an enormous fault system. The seismologists made us aware of it as they've been investigating the groundquake phenomena. We had them run some numbers, and it's pretty clear that if enough of these caverns blow up at the same time, it'll cause the fault to crack, basically shaking Kessel to pieces.
Nia Nunba offered a comment in his own language, and Lando translated.
He says for Han not even to talk about just evacuating. We want to save this planet.
Han grimaced.
I hate it when I'm the only sensible one. It's a bad precedent for me. But it's even worse when no one gets to be the only sensible one.
Leia waved away his objection and turned back to Lando and Tendra.
So, how do we visit, investigate, analyze, and then defuse all those detonation devices in the time we have available?